listening to the Andra Segovia Show.
And welcome to the Andra Segovia Show, everyone. I am your host, Andra Segovia. Thank you so much for joining me on this latest episode of the program, because we are fast approaching the end of December, therefore the end of this year. And in order to close out the year and express my gratitude, because it is the season of giving, I'm announcing the Work Smarter giveaway. This is one of the ways that I'd like to express to those of you that have tuned into the program and that support what I do, to give back something to, at least an opportunity to give something back to you. Because this is a way to market myself and what I do for real estate, for what I do in when I talk about technology and vice versa. In some cases, as I prefer it, mixed in together, and of course, life coaching. But it's also more than that. It's also something, an avenue for me to, I guess, therapeutically be able to speak my mind about these different subjects. And I go a little further and off the record, because we all have things to say. And one of my favorite things to do is just to be able to converse. Now, just to give you a little bit of background about me before I get into the contest rules and or giveaway rules and instructions, are that I was not like this growing up. Those that remember me from high school would know that I was a silent one, and not the strong silent type either that I kind of describe myself as now. No, I literally mean the one that just wouldn't talk. If I was dragged to a party, because literally dragged, I would be at a corner just standing there to myself with arms crossed and angry at the whole world. Like, what am I doing here? And that's really where I come from. So for that shift to happen, and then those that grew up with me, like, wasn't this guy, that dude that wouldn't talk to anybody, what's he doing going around ministering, sharing, preaching, and even being out there on social media and podcasting? Like, I thought he wouldn't be out there because he'd be hiding somewhere else that's not in the public realm. And if he was going to speak out, why not through an avatar, as most people try to do? Because that's the one thing that we don't like about social media, or at least I don't like about social media, is that people are not real. And what you hear is what you get on this program. This is who I am. I'm not hiding anything from any of you in terms of what I discuss here. I'm not trying to fake a persona. I literally am who I say I am, and I invite you over to Off the Record to find out just how much more I have to say about different topics that do not pertain to real estate, that do not pertain to tech, that do not pertain to these areas of life where I motivate you, things that affect us entirely, because we all have different expressions of opinions and such regarding, say, politics, memorabilia, movies, and stuff like that. So I talk about all that stuff, including music, on over at Off the Record, where I kind of encourage you to go. It's still available to the end of the year for you to tune in to the previous episodes, including exclusive programs that are only for Off the Record, such as the Soundtrack Corner and the up and coming rebooted The Critic Corner, because I do intend to bring it back in one way or another, where I talk about movies and hopefully bring back some of my old pals to be able to discuss movies and probably some newcomers as well. That's been in the works for quite a while. I don't exactly know when I'm going to launch it, but I do hope to launch it pretty soon. So that's the kind of diverse content that I intend to do. And along all those conversations, the question that I got asked the absolute most the past few days was, Andres, how do you do it? How do you manage to do a show, manage to run two unique operations? There's some overlap in some of them, but there's two unique operations when it comes to construction and real estate. They're separate in that respect. How do you find time for your family? Which my wife says I don't, but I do. I do spend time with my family. And on top of that, write books, spend time on social media, perhaps consume a little bit of media content for entertainment, and still find time to work out, eat, and eventually sleep. All in a day's work. It's called time management. And for those of you that follow me for quite some time, especially over on YouTube, I always preach about working smarter, not harder. And when I adopted those philosophies considerably more, because my time is my most valuable commodity, I noticed that I wanted to coach people into working smarter, not harder. When I originally started out at Mark One Real Estate, I was not jumping into the fray of the sell side of things immediately. And I made that very clear when I was signing up with Mark One Real Estate. I spoke to my managing brokers, like, look, I am not going to immediately start going after clients and servicing the ones I currently have, because I have a lot of other things on my plate that I got to clear first before I can move into real estate. And I don't want to be a disservice to my clients. So in the meanwhile, Mark Prather, the namesake for Mark One Real Estate, a man I respect very greatly, I didn't want to be one of those that also would just take, because he does give a lot to those that that work with him. And originally I told him, look, I really appreciate what you do for your agents. I'd like to help you give something back to the agents as well. And it's to help educate them on how to get to the 21st century in terms of utilizing the technology to the fullest, because nothing frustrated me the most when seeing an email that says sent from my iPhone or sent from my BlackBerry back then, because that told me they didn't even, whoever was using this didn't even take the time to to personalize their signature, to give it a more signature stamp, to make it more look more professional. And if you're one of those that still haven't figured that out on your iPhones or your smartphones for that matter, that's exactly what I'm talking about, where just that extra touch gives it that personal feel, and you wouldn't have to always be entering your name when responding to an email and such. But I don't want to get all into those technical details. All I want to say is that I started a Tech 101 class at Mark One Real Estate when I early on started in my broker's career, because I wasn't jumping into that. So I want to help train up the employees. And just the thing that actually tripped me up the most was the first question I got when I was doing an Apple smart device class. The first question I got asked was, what is a smartphone? Man, like, I gotta go all the way back to basics. Well, oh my goodness. And that's kind of what inspired me to end up doing the Tech Corner, which ultimately I just molded it all into the Andrew Segovia Show on YouTube. But that, anyway, that's where I come from. And then I started preaching to people about working smarter, not harder, because they didn't realize the power of this powerful digital Swiss Army knife they had at their disposal. It was their arsenal of all these different things to make them better. And people either used them for text messaging, the occasional picture, and phone calls, or just like a glorified PDA. You know, it's like, it's not that. If you wanted the apps, use them. You know, and people are now spending over $800 for these devices, and sometimes they literally only use it just for those few things. Communication. It's like, you don't realize the computer you have in your pocket. And that is the nature of things that I continuously try to encourage people to be more efficient with their time. And that's one of the things that I preach about on this program when I'm not entirely dealing with informative real estate items, where I talk about tech and showing you how to do it better. I have tutorials up on YouTube and playlists that you can check out of different things that can make you smarter and just be more efficient with your time. So you will be able to dedicate more time to self-care or to be with your family if you're one of those that have a family and work eats into your time and such, because commutes, even, you know, that's one of the most inefficient times for me, a commute, but I do make the most of it whatever I can. So it's along those lines that for the giveaway that I'm doing is not just to promote my book, because did you know I wrote a book? Yes, The Andrew Segovia Show, Transcripts of the Early Days, available at Amazon.com. You can find us on the show notes at www.theandrewsegovia.com, and you can look for it on Amazon, and it's available worldwide. So if I know I have those of you that are outside the United States that are listening to my program, yes, you can go to your local Amazon website, and you will find my book there. So if you read English, ta-da, it's available to you. And for this giveaway, I do have to keep it to the continental United States. Yes, and by that, I actually do mean also Alaska and Hawaii. I don't have issues delivering or shipping to those, but I do have to make a point to it that this contest is only for U.S. residents only, 18 and over. I have to express that. So if you're not pleased, you'll have to not participate in it for legal reasons. The details of this and how to enter and participate will be on Instagram. So after this episode goes up, look for the post on Instagram announcing the giveaway, and you'll see all the rules also listed there for you to be able to get your chance to win and find out other ways to be able to win too. So, but I'm going to tell you in this episode what I'm giving away. So I'm giving away a Lenovo smart clock that includes a Google Assistant. And the best way I can describe it is if you've seen those Google displays, or what they call Nest displays now. If you've seen those before, that's exactly what this is. It's just made by Lenovo. There's a lot of different things you could do with it. But the point is that it's a smart clock. And if you are, whether you're using iPhone or Android devices like Samsung, these work fantastic in being able to streamline your agenda for the day. So one of the things that I do when I wake up in the morning or when I'm arriving home, I say, Google, I'm home. And when I do that, I set it up to it to either if it's the morning, I set up to tell me the time, my agenda, my reminders, and the news of the day, and of course the weather, what I should anticipate. And then if I still choose to, especially if it's on weekends, also include to play this kind of music to be waking me up, and mostly for the wife, because it plays the breakfast song from a movie that we like, so that it goes along that. So that's what's one of the items that I'm giving away. Another one of the items that I'm giving away is an IPX8 waterproof true wireless earbuds. This is Tozo. They're actually very highly reviewed on Amazon and were recommended to me for numerous reasons, and I'm also big on water resistance. So I figured, you know what, it wouldn't hurt to give one of these items away. So I'm giving away truly wireless earbuds. I'm not entirely certain if they work with any digital assistant, so I'm not calling it the smartest thing, but I do say you need to be active. So being active also means being smarter with yourself, of self-care and being with your health. Because if you're not healthy, and unfortunately, it does take a toll on your body. Because I used to be of the mindset where it's like, no, I got to get it done now, because if I don't get it done now, it's never going to get done. It's like, yeah, I could put up my attention to my health and healthy habits later. And that's, and so I thought. And next thing I know it, I was on the highway to diabetes. And even faster than that, I was on the highway to back surgery. And before that, something that I haven't really spoken about, also breast cancer. And something I'm not, something that I didn't want to intend to talk about on this program, but I just thought I'd throw it out there because it did take a toll, and I'm talking about only being in my early 20s. So it me to do something about it, though, still took a decade to finally man up to this and say, you know what, I gotta do something. And because of that, I encourage people to be smarter, not just with technology, but using technology to be healthier as well. To which I'm also giving away a Samsung Galaxy Fit. So this is one of those items that can monitor your heart rate, can monitor your stress levels, can monitor your sleeping patterns if you use Samsung Health, which I highly recommend. And of course, also to track basic workout things. So I'm giving all these away in conjunction with my book. In other words, I'm giving away three prizes to three winners. And all three of you are going to get a copy of my book, The Andres Segovia Transcripts of the Early Days. It's over 500 pages. This is a history book, so it's as detailed as it can get. It's literally the radio transcripts of the early days. And for each of you, I'm also going to give something unique. I never made mention of this before, so you're the first to hear about it on this program, on this episode. I actually had a radio demo that I did about 15 years ago. And that radio demo was the one I was going to send to the radio stations here locally in Southern California, mostly around the Northern Orange County area, because I wanted to get a talk show gig. But I always say that God had other plans, because I ended up doing something else. But I did prepare the demo. It's an actual 1 hour radio demo filled with commercials, actual news of the day. And that's what I wanted to present. And it was me daydreaming that I was going to be on Los Angeles KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the Andres Segovia Show on that. And it was something that I really imagined and has never, ever seen the light of day. And I made a conscientious choice of not introducing it ever in any of my Throwback Thursdays episodes that I've done on the newsreel and on this, the Andres Segovia Show, and off the record. So the three of you that are going to win these items and my book will also get that radio demo. And yeah, the old-fashioned way, CD-ROM. but you are going to get access to that. And I'm very happy to finally get that out there. And you'll be among the first ones to get it, because I do sometime next year intend to finally let the cat out of the bag and say, hey, look, this was my original radio demo. Have a listen. Judge me for it if you want. But that's just how I did it way back when. So that's that. And also, yes, there is an also. There is one more thing, as Jackie Chang's cartoon grandpa would say. There is one more thing. The first draw that gets the first prize, so to speak, there really isn't a first prize. I'm going to let my kids do the first draw. And they're gonna choose which item that individual gets. I'm already getting into how this whole giveaway is gonna work. This is gonna be debut on Instagram TV, not on YouTube, not on Facebook, on Instagram TV. Well, technically that also means Facebook, but the first name that's picked out will also get a free choice in my romantic comedy series of The Many Misadventures of Enoch Bellagio. They'll be able to get a copy of one of the books of the current published works. So if the name drawn already has volumes 1 and 2 of that book, then you're gonna get an IOU for the third book. So that's how much I'm giving away this time. I've never ever given away this much before, but that's how grateful I am for all of you that have tuned into my program, the steady growth that I've had in the past few months, despite the efforts from censorship on Twitter, because I have been censored on Twitter, and I'm not even talking about politics just yet, but there's a lot of stuff that's going on that I talk about on Off the Record purposely because I had to shield myself away from the demonetization that's been going on from YouTube, Twitter. I've been flat out censored on Instagram and Facebook. I even recorded an entire video. That's kind of the reason why I haven't done actual video productions for YouTube. It's really been a discouragement because a lot more time and effort goes into making a video. And I do want to get some things out the door, but it's been a lot more difficult on my time. But those items and things have really taken a toll. And for those of you that stood by me this whole time and poured out your support, believe me, it means a lot. And for those of you that have bought books, it means a lot. And even more so, those of you that have consulted with me and also hired me to represent you on your transaction, it has been an absolute honor. And I was also able to service my first veteran this year, too, which is going to be a story I'm going to share for sure. But to tell that story, I have to bring other people on through different interviews, because there's a service that I didn't know existed that I was able to discover through this process when we hit a stone wall and we were already in escrow and we're on a time crunch. And I'll get into those details when I finally tell it. It's nowhere near the dramatic that is and was the nightmare transaction that I shared earlier this year, but it's still an incredible story that needs to be told, because it's proof that you're always learning, and that's something that I've learned to accept, that it doesn't matter how old I'm going to be, I'm always going to learn something. That's why one of the things that I want the most in life are wisdom and knowledge, like Solomon did in the Bible, because you never stop learning. You never do. That's why the older I get, I see it every year that I get older, I see it as experience points, like you would on a video game, because then you know more things, the good and the bad. So you learn through those experiences, and I want to learn those experiences. So the older I get, the wiser I get, and hopefully make the most out of the knowledge that I've acquired over the time. So anyway, to recap, this is a giveaway. And the way you participate in the giveaway is in Instagram. So that's where you're going to have to go. So if you don't follow me, you're going to have to follow me. And you're going to tag friends. You're going to see the instructions there on the Instagram post. So the Instagram post is going to go up after this episode has gone live. So I encourage you to check out my Instagram, TheAndresSegovia, at Instagram. And there you'll be able to get all the information. Now, if you have issues looking for the individual, then by all means, go to my website, because all the social media buttons are there. Just hit the Instagram icon and it'll take you there. And of course, the notes and everything will be posted on this episode post at www.theandresegovia.com, accompanying this particular episode show notes. So you can look for everything there as well. So, 3 winners. You have until, let me confirm these dates because I had them, but then I lost them just now. You have until December 18th to play by the rules. And again, 18 years or older, and United States resident, because I'm only shipping with the United States. So remember that. I did say continental, but I'm willing to do Alaska and Hawaii. I don't really know why there's been some issues there, but I don't mind Alaska and Hawaii. So if you live around there, you're listening to the show, I'm willing to ship to you. And I'm not asking any of the participants to pay for any handling with the shipping. I'm covering that because, again, that's how grateful I am for even you tuning in. Oh, I am a nice guy. So by December 18th is when the giveaway is going to end. Your chance to enter will expire. And on the December 19th, barring an act of God, that's when I will announce it on Instagram TV. I might do it live. I don't know yet because I'm a little iffy about things going live and things will go wrong. But for sure, to announce it December 19th, because if at all possible, I would love to get these into your hands before December 25th. But since this is the shipping season that's just so insane, it probably won't get to you on time. But the sooner I send it and before the end of the year, I would like for that thing to be in your hands. I'm giving away 3 different tech items for you to work smarter, not harder. For the new year, you get a copy of the Andres Segovia Show, Transcripts of the Early Days, each of you. Also, my original demo tape for the actual Andres Segovia Show way back when, completely different from what this is now, and it might be shocking to you, but yes, that was what I was doing way back when, and I've come so far. And the first draw will also get a copy from the series, The Many Misadventures of Enoch Bellagio, which book number 3 is currently pending. I am writing it. I'm a fourth of the way through. I know I've said that quite a few times, but believe me, it's because I have to keep cleaning up what I'm currently writing because I'm writing something very complicated, and I don't want to mess this one up. But God willing, I have it out on Amazon on via Kindle and print by winter 2019, which hasn't even started yet, so it pulls in all the way to about March. So yes, I'm playing a little bit with the loosey with time, but yes, that's what I'm doing. But anyway, that's it. That's the instructions, or those are the instructions. You participate by going to Instagram. So again, the show notes accompany this one, on my website, the social media buttons, you can all find your way to Instagram, or just look for me on Instagram itself, The Andres Segovia. Look for the post, goes up after this episode airs. And I wish you all luck. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Remember to like, share, and subscribe to stay in the know. And let people know about the show. Please, let the growth continue. And follow me across all the socials. Well, you know, Instagram, Twitter, I'm not as active as before, but I do appreciate you following me there because every now and then I drop some truth bombs, 2 cents right there. You're going to want to see those things if you're on Twitter. But for sure, YouTube, which is a complimentary segment of the show, and I got big plans for next year when I finally have my studio ready and launched. I just got to work on my on-camera presence a little better, but I am looking to up the ante when it comes to my video productions for then. That's it for this episode. If I keep going, this episode's gonna be very long. I was expecting to do a 2-minute thing, and look what it became. Things don't sometimes go as planned. All right, thank you so much, everyone, and as always, I'll see you in the next episode.